It's sort of a question I have.
Yes.
It's a continuous thing for me. This experience and idea of the infinitude. Not the one infinite, but the infinitude. Endless. I see it's oneness. It's oneness.
Yes.
But endless.
Endless.
Endless. Endless. Everything possible is there. What is that?
That is self-experience, perfect, correct. But it should be always.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
Then self-realization.
Right.
So this is self-experience only.
Right, right. That is... There's then, two things.
Then you ask...
Infinitude then, and one infinite.
Yes.
One infinite inside, infinitude this way. This way, infinitude.
Yes.
This way, one.
One. Then...
Or no, nothing.
Just wait. Pure mind, it calls pure mind.
Mm-hmm.
Pure mind, no any actions in that mind.
Right.
That is pure only.
Right. Like.
But again you have feeling of infinite inside.
No. Inside, actually, I just call it one after. Inside.
Okay. Outside also?
Outside, infinitude. Endless. Endless.
Okay.
Endless.
Is it always?
No.
So?
Sometimes, vasana will something and then there's the ego.
Then question immediately.
Right.
It is not to you.
Right. I understand that. My question was, what is this? So it's...
Pure mind.
Okay.
No harm from that mind only.
Okay. I don't feel anything.
Still there is.
I feel like that is, I call it God.
Yes, maybe.
I call it infinitude.
Maybe. That is pure mind.
Right.
No harm to you,
right.
To your self experience with that mind.
Right.
But still there is something.
Oh, yeah.
You must burn it.
Yes. There's.
So this is called pure heart.
Sattvic.
But the ego is not in our control.
Yes.
It's not in our control. The ego cannot control.
How you control it?
It's burning. Only God. Only the
one. Only supreme power is burning.
Only supreme power is doing everything.
Everything.
Good and bad.
Yes.
You know, good and bad according to our mind.
Yes.
According to our mind. Because...
Yes. Go beyond the mind.
Sometimes I feel,
yes.
Oh, it's all perfect.
Yes.
But then in the mind, you know.
Yes. So sometimes you have self-experience, sometimes still there is mind.
Yeah. But that's not...
Both should become one.
So it's okay to pray?
No.
Pray to the Supreme to
burn
this?
No need any effort.
Say, why are you giving... What is this? No. No effort.
No effort, no prayer. It is only to ego. It doesn't success.
Right.
It doesn't know the success.
Right. The ego doesn't like this mind.
If you pray, that is the ego only.
Yeah, I know.
False side.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's not God.
Inside being.
Mm-hmm.
Being God. Only enough.
Okay. No more praying.
No prayer. To whom? To whom? Is there any separate to you? To pray? Mind is creating separation.
Why did the Brahmana allow the mother temple and the
murtis
and...
Just wait. After absolute realization, then ask me. Your mind is creating that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But Bhagavan said, Ramana said, I am talking, but I am not talking. I am doing, but I am not doing. So, mind is doing. Self, how can you say, I am doing? If there is I, we are saying, I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
No ego, no mind. Then tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Who is doing? You are saying self is doing. You are saying self is not saying. So, he is always supreme. No dualities to him. Then automatically every work is going. Everything is going. No any effort, no any thought, no any dualities to him. Then you get that experience, then everything you can know very easily. Now also self is doing everything. Mind, illusion. No capacity to think, to do, to go. Only mind creations. Always self is working. No chance to do any work to the illusion mind. Suppose you closed your eyes. Dog is coming to bite you. Immediately you are beating with the cane. Where is the dog? Where is the cane? Are you beating? It is illusion. Nothing inside in it, in the mind, only creation, illusion only. But you are thinking it is truth, it is real. So everything is like that. Inside, nothing, only outside. Outside objects, outside actions entering in your mind. So, inside, nothing. You see inside, only outside objects, outside actions, everything entered in your mind. That is the problem. No problem to you, anywhere, anyhow, any time. No any problem to anybody. Outside the world, everything entered in your mind. That is the problem. Very easy to enter, very difficulty. It is too much difficulty to remove them. So be careful. Yes, sir. Amen. Miku. Prashna.
Tuntene. Vara question to not question.
In the country, under Manasu Manasega.
Vara to the Nagnate. Last time, Nasi Chilpuna. ఇప్పుడు వాళ్ళు చెప్పుకుంటున్నారు వాళ్ళది నాది ఒకటే కదా ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్ యూ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ యువర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆఫ్ మై జస్ట్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఈస్ మై ప్రాబ్లమ్ దే ఆర్ రివీల్ సో ఇట్స్ మోరల్ ఇస్ ఎ కామన్ డినామినేటర్
మేబీ వాట్ ఐ మీన్ యు సెడ్ టు వాట్స్ యువర్ నేమ్
క్రిస్టిన్
No need for prayer.
Nothing.
Yeah.
When but you have, just wait. When you have peace and constant happiness or bliss, then no need any prayer, any practice.
Yeah.
No, that is obstacle to your natural state. You are losing with effort your natural state.
Mm-hmm.
only being.
My question then is, why, maybe this is a stupid question, but why did Ramana want a temple with Ganesh, with different goddesses and
those
gods?
Just wait. Those arranged for the person who feel I am this body, okay. To those persons only. You are the ideal, so arranged ideal. You are the statue, so statue arranged.
But that is very important.
Yes, because
to me it's very important to respect every level of every level of human beings.
Yes.
You have to respect
them. Because all are not matured persons.
No.
Somebody they want form and name.
But you have to respect that. Also.
Yes. Respect, love increased by prayer or to see Supreme as like God, then our mind is
like
yes. One who have capacity of self-enquiry, then all forms and names disappeared and no need.
Naturally,
they will be removed. Until then, statue is need.
Still need statue.
Yes, because you are thinking, I am this body. So you want something. If you, I am not the body, then no form, no name. If you feel, I am this body, then definitely practice, inquiry, and meditation, prayers, everything is needed, bhajan, everything is needed. So,
but even a self-realized Yama Gupta can also do puja.
For others.
Only for others, not for him?
No, nothing. To others.
You do puja sometimes? For others.
Okay, just wait.
Awesome.
Puja or not, to me only, not to you. Doing puja or not, it belongs to me only, not to you. Is it necessary or not? To me only, not to you. So what is the use, this answer to you?
To me, it's like this, when a self-realized person...
Bhagavan, somebody, Udhan, for example, Bhagavan, he never prayed, he never done any puja, anything. Why? Is it wrong if we do puja? He suggested, repeat this mantra, go like this, practice like this. Why he gave suggestion to them? According their maturity of mind, according their level of surrender or trust, he gives suggestions. So, if you feel self-experience, then there is nothing. Try through silence or being stillness for absolute self-realization. If you go again, practice with your mind, with your effort, mind increases, ego increases. Suppose, no mind, full peace and bliss. Do you have any desire to do puja or to do meditation, such ideas inside? No. If you lose your natural state, then I want something. This is also something.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, yes.
But from this love that comes from the natural state,
yes,
can it expand to also Ishvara? Can it also go to Ishvara? No?
Inside is, that is Ishvara. That is Ishvara.
But also everywhere.
Yes.
Also in the deity.
If it is ever, if it is everywhere,
why you limit?
If it is everywhere, if it is very everywhere, how you are giving special importance to that?
Why not?
So that is mine.
Yeah. So what?
But absolute realization, there is nothing. All are one, oneness.
Different schools.
Just difference. If there is no difference. Okay.
Advaita means non-duality.
Yes.
So, why dual? This is dual to say no deities, no puja. That's it. For me, it's dual. It's like a separation.
Separation not good.
No.
No.
So why not puja? If you're self-realized, why not?
I am saying you do, but everything is one. If you create differences.
I'm not talking about that.
Yes. Advaita always should need. Don't create duality. Then you do anything.
Okay.
If there is a duality,
then it's problem.
That is the problem.
I agree. But what I don't agree with is if you have self-realization and you say no to temples, no to that, cannot be correct.
No, it is not correct because everything is one.
Yes.
Don't create a difference.
Yes. Now I agree. Now I understand. This is very important.
Why you are agree?
I agree because it. To my mind, it sounds more logic.
If you don't agree, am I fault?
No. No.
Okay. Yes. Half an hour meditation.